This is St. Louis Public Radio. Eric Greitens burst onto the Missouri political scene with a flourish, winning a four-way Republican primary for governor. The former Navy SEAL and author has some passionate supporters and lingering skeptics. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on Greitens' mission to become Missouri's next governor.
It's the middle of the afternoon in Overland, and Eric Greitens is wrapping up a campaign stop. He just finished speaking to a VFW hall full of veterans, and he's been swarmed with well-wishers that want their books signed and babies kissed. Greitens is hoping to harness the passion of his supporters to victory against Democratic gubernatorial nominee Chris Koster.
We're going to win this election because the people of Missouri are ready to take this state in a new direction. They're tired of crooked career politicians who've taken our state in the wrong direction.
Greitens' downcast description of elected officials is a way of separating himself from Missouri's political class and showcasing his lengthy resume. The St. Louis County native is a Rhodes Scholar, best-selling author, and the founder of the veterans service organization, The Mission Continues. More than anything else, Greitens has highlighted his military service throughout the campaign. He says there's an important connection between being a soldier and leading a government.
I served with Americans from every corner of the country, every conceivable ethnic and economic background, and we built great teams and we served great missions. We need to have a leader who's able to bring people in Missouri together to serve important missions.
If elected, Greitens says he would sign Right to Work, which would bar unionized entities from forcing employees to pay dues as a condition of employment. He also pledged to curb lobbyist influence in state government and overhaul the state's legal climate. Jeff Lehman is Greitens' financial chairman and a longtime player of the Missouri political scene. He gave high marks to Greitens' ideology and leadership skills.
You have a career politician versus Eric Greitens. There's a mile of difference between those two. And quite frankly, I think it's a very easy decision.
That career politician Lehman and other Greitens loyalists mention is, of course, Chris Koster. And Koster has a much less magnanimous view of his Republican adversary, especially Greitens' insinuation that Jefferson City is full of corrupt elected officials.
What we see among the outsiders is an expertise in accusations, largely based on assertions of corruption that are unfounded. He did it to his own party, and I have no doubt that he's going to attempt it in the general election as well. But I don't respect it.
And Koster isn't the only person with doubts. Some Republican lawmakers are leery of Greitens for not engaging enough with groups that oppose abortion rights and for calling legislators corrupt. And Koster nabbed the endorsements of organizations that usually align with the GOP, like the National Rifle Association and the Missouri Farm Bureau. Still, some of Greitens' former opponents in the primary, like former U.S. Attorney Catherine Hanaway, are on board now.
And voters overwhelmingly want someone who's going to come in, get rid of the career politicians, clean up the ethical standards, and do what's in the best interest of Missourians, not in their own self-interest.
Greitens says he'll have plenty of support on November 8th.
And I'm very confident that we're going to move forward with a unified party, bringing Republicans and conservatives together, and in this election, also reaching out to independents and to Democrats who are saying we need to take this state in a new direction.
With his battle against Koster expected to be one of the most expensive and competitive gubernatorial races in the nation, Greitens is banking on a unified party and passionate supporters to lead him to victory on Election Day. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.